a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Public Broadcasting Network. Folks, for a moment, I'd like you all to think, all of you out there, I'd like you to put Jeanette Finnicum in your thoughts. And I'd like to, for a moment, just a moment, recognize one of the greatest American patriots who ever took a stand. Lavoie Finnicum, my brother, I rode with you, I spoke with you, I was counseled by you, I was hugged by you, I was loved by you, I was prayed on by you, and you will never, ever be forgotten, not by me. Anyway. We have some callers on the line. We have Bubba. Bubba Scout Reb, Colorado.
We're the real deal. When Mr. Soon-to-be-elected, wannabe-elected, whatever, he's whining about being false accused. We were false charged by the enemy, and we did something about it. We got the evidence from the Justice Department, and we got around it to the top of the U.S. government. We got a recording. Us confessing to a terrorist in a conversation that never took place. We did this, and we got it through the Judge Advocate General's complaint through the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And 10 years from this Monday, 10 years ago Monday, President Bush 43 signed this law that we can bring justice right away. The Public Law 109-364, Section 1076. And here in Colorado, you're going to feel the wrath of the Almighty. They didn't just break the law. They broke the law from the Almighty. Ninth Commandment. That's what this is. It's espionage in the military under the commissions 2007. This is death penalty on its own. And these bastards that did this, we know where they are, and we're going to get them. And that's where we took this. It's official business of the United States of America. Bubba Scout Rep. It's a call sign. It's the official USA call sign. You're either with us or you're the enemy. And it's in Colorado. We know what we're doing. They picked the wrong ones to do this to. We never heard of where this ever happened. We don't know if it ever did. But we knew that when we were talking to USDIA federal agents, they knew every word Bubba was saying. I'm not Bubba. I'm not even. We just call signs. That's our three names. Starts with Bubba Scout is her assistant. They're two white female, double X chromosome, paid for by the taxpayers of America to do nothing, and me, also subsidized by your taxes. And we're sitting here, and we got this evidence to the top, and we give out the number of the National Military Command Center, and we're not going to stop. And we call every command on the continent, and ISAF, NATO knows who we are. And the American public, like you said, they're not going to get told by the enemy. Of course, we call them enemy Hollywood, Ollie, media, Woodstock, freaks. That's who these bastards are. And we know who's behind them. And they're the enemy of the Almighty, who's about to turn his wrath, just like Exodus 19:30, just like Genesis 1924, 1924, where they rained fire and brimstone on the workers of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
Nation.
Yes,
no,
sir. Do me a favor.
Judgment Day.
Can you ready that public law for me one more time? And before you quote it, I want to say, lock and load.
Yes.
Give me that public law again.
Okay, U.S. Public Law 109. That was the 109th session of Congress. 109-364, because that's the House bill and everything where it comes from. Section 1076. It could have been written by the Almighty, but it wasn't. It was written by the leader, the one who led the Senate from the Reagan administration right into the 21st century, into the Bush-Cheney administration, Senator John Warner, former Secretary of the Navy, the Pentagon's ambassador to the Senate. This was for blood. This wasn't for anything. Your governor is a sick bastard. The governor of Texas, by the way, was Coke Stevenson, and we all know what happened to him. We were there, so any of us that were there, and he was that asshole Johnson rigged that election. You know, this is a history of sickness at the local level. The United Nations took over America at the local level. It's not running D.C. D.C. is the Hollywood East. It's the freak show. No, it doesn't matter who's there. We know that. We call the White House, and we tell them, if you got a problem with us, tell it to the Joint Chiefs. They hang up. We call the United States Northern Command. They don't like that we're telling them. We're going to put a rope around the governor of Colorado's neck, this bastard, American Friends Service Committee. Do I have to say more? He sucks. He's a dope dealer. We call him Governor Noriega, just like they raided Panama. And
yeah,
they did that. It's the same thing. This is NORTHCOM. But they don't like us at NORTHCOM because they're buddies with that bastard. And so this man, Mel, comes on the line at the... We had to switch around. They cut off General Robinson's office. She's the first female control under COG, Continuity of Government. She controls hydrogen bombs if anything happens at the Pentagon. Well, they didn't like us phoning her office, so we're routed. We know how to get around things. We go call into the PAO, and he gets on the line, this captain, and she gets on. She's terrified. We said, we're Bubba Scout Rev. We're going to do the job. And she knows. And then this Mel comes. It's a civilian or something, idiot. And he starts, we're going to report you to our security. I said, then we'll bring in tanks and open the gate with tanks and gunships, you idiot. You don't report us. We're witnesses for your boss's bosses at the Pentagon. We're federal witnesses for the United States of America. And he hangs up. They're scared. Three unknowns at Jerkwater USA figured this out, because these are morons around us. It's not just this governor's dealing dope. They know their clientele. They're coming to this Queer Laredo in droves to get in on what they think is free dope. They sell it everywhere. You don't have to come here, you idiots. Well, that's what he is.
I'll tell you something, my brother.
We're going to get this done. That's a real public law under Section 1076. It says when this governor, and he did, he told us, the F word to us, whitey. He said they can do whatever they want to you. I said, we got evidence. It's the State Judicial Review run by the governor of Colorado. And we told FBI federal agents, they came to us in person. They sounded like they were on our side. They were investigating us for the state. We found out later. But they had a military rucksack. They said the Pentagon sent them. USDIA disavows them. They don't have nothing to do with these goofs. We're federal witnesses, but not for them. We went around the Justice Department, which Mr. Leader, so he wants to be leader of the free world. Does he tell you, yeah, it's rigged. The Justice Department is rigged. Hey, he's brilliant, isn't he? He knows the election's rigged. He knows the Justice Department's rigged. What does that get him? Does he talk about, we heard him on the internet, we don't even have a TV. Somebody screamed out in Arizona at one of his, you know, freak show. He draws the crowd. And they yell, get the United Nations the hell out of here. He didn't even bat an eye. Why didn't he say something? Why doesn't he build a Trumpy building where that is? Level the place and put up a Trumpy building. He's a big shot on that island, isn't he? That's the North American headquarters of the enemy. They let him build it there. We don't answer to those bastards, except the punks.
You annex it, baby. You annex it.
Yes, the punks in the street. They answer to him. That's who they're proxies for them. They hate you.
Absolutely.
Those assholes. They're not the law. They're not the law of America at all. They do whatever the frick they... Do you know, we found out, they study this Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado, where we are, in Eastern Kentucky University School of Criminal Justice textbook. I said, I was talking around the country. I said, what are you talking... I never even heard of EKU, Richmond, Kentucky. And they said to me, and both, they said, oh, you live there? Well, that's a hot spot. That means they cover up murders, and they stop Bubba on the street to her apartment, which you pay for, and told her she'd be murdered, never heard of it. We're federal witnesses. They're the people who control bombs, we're witnesses for. And these punks in the street want to fuck with us. Start with us. This sucks. I'm just telling you. They got to go to hell. See what I mean?
You are dead on, brother. Let me tell you something. I've heard you before on RBN. You're not a new man to RBN. And I'm going to tell you right now, I respect you. I agree with you. God bless you, brother.
Turn us loose. Can you turn us loose?
We need a few good men just like you to have the coglions, is what my grandfather used to call it in his Italian way. Another word for it is balls. We need a few good men like you to have the gumption and the guts to stand up and to do what's right and to say what needs to be said. I really appreciate it, brother.
We have two of us as double X chromosome females. That's what I mean. I can't get any men. Just two females. Bubba and Scouty are females. And Bubba had a gun put to her head to sign something. I'm not going to say what she said word for word because...
Yeah.
Go outside with them, rip their head off, and do something down their neck. That's how we talk to terrorists, and we don't give a bleep what costume they're wearing. We hate their guts. They're right here in America. They took over, and you got to put our name out. It's all over the internet. This isn't new. We're on an official document of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Master Sergeant Ross just told me, you're very important. He answers the phone for General Dunford at the Joint Chiefs. We'll give out the number, 703-697-9121, 24/7. You call him like your life depends on it. You say, we want Bubba Scout, Rev War Plan. We're paying taxes. It's paid for. It's covered by this public law. President Bush, 43, wrote to us from Crawford, Texas. That's right. We got three. We showed it to federal agents. They fled the country. Those two federal agents, Jeremy W. Phelps, his partner Jamie, from the FBI field office in Denver. They came. They sounded like they knew stuff that we knew. They said they have our IRN USA News report. John Russell, he's the national correspondent in Raleigh, North Carolina. People tried to call him. Says, what about? They won't let anybody talk to him. They pulled the story back. It was on the internet for 9 weeks. And inexplicably, he said they don't have room to keep. He just lied. They lied, but they had our name.
General Dunford? Hey, give me General Dunford's number again.
703-697-9121. You read it back, so you got it right.
703-697-9121.
Call him like your life depends on it. You turn us loose. You know we're going to do our job. General Dynamics Mission Systems, they're not going to have nothing. These punks are going out fast. Whatever.
Well,
they got guns. They got guns. They're armed and dangerous. But they're not.
We need to follow. We need to. I tell you what, I'm not all for following men, but I tell you what, if I were to follow men like General Dunford, like General Alexander Haig, folks who knew who the neocon threat was, they knew who the Trotskyites, false.
Yeah, that's Fox News.
Were, Now, I tell you what, they knew, and folks like General Alexander Haig, sometimes he gets a bad rap, and you see him in different clips here and there where they try and make him, they try and make fun of him. Well, let me tell you something. That man went to President Reagan and he said, Ron, do you know who you're surrounding yourself with? When Ron surrounded himself with the neocons, he said, you know that Wolfowitz? He said, they jammed him down his throat. That man, I tell you what, I don't have a whole lot of time for getting behind generals and that. But I tell you what, there have been a few really good generals who have really, truly tried to warn the public of this communist threat, this neoconservative.
Eisenhower sucked, and everybody in Texas still talked in the 1950s about Black Jack Pershing, because he didn't take crap from people invading from the
That's
South.
That's right. That's
he
right.
He went in and, there and kicked
and
them
Eisenhower
out.
Eisenhower was a communist puppet. I'll yeah. say it here on the air, and I'll go on record for saying it. He was a tool for the communists.
You know, for a fact, people from Little Rock, Arkansas, 1957, the U.S., the 101st Airborne started beating people. I mean, they waded into the crowds. They had the stars and bars out. The governor said, this is illegal. You can't push people in here. We're not going to have riots. And this Eisenhower sent in the 100 against the law. There was no this public law then. He just sent them in and knocked the people out. They had to close the school. Nobody went to school. They just closed that Little Rock High School. And they said, hey, we're in America. This is a violation of the Constitution and the pussy commentators law, which don't exist anymore. They just use
it. No, I know. Posse commentatus, yeah, I know.
It's just violent. The governor was trying to prevent this chaos. That's what he did wrong. And Eisenhower sent in the 101st. They all thought that people got, after the first day, they just didn't go back out. Because U.S. troops... Now, that's what it is, public law. If you don't get us to do it, it's going to be your guns under Northern Command pointed at you with the UN proxies, and then they can bring in I-4 if they want, because this is turning into a third world sewer, and you know it. That's why we left Texas. I don't want to stick around. The handwriting was on. Aren't you going to stop? Ranchers, we know, between Harlingen and up to Presidio and all along the border. They can't fire a shot at anyone crossing their private land. The local punks will jump. It's the Border Patrol's a liar. They let the local punks run the show. So when they say they want to stop this, no, they don't. They, just like the feds told us, they didn't want marijuana, even dope clinics.
Well, now, it's nothing a bag of lime in a hole can't cure. Just saying.
Turn us loose. We know what we're doing. We'll bring the store. We'll make this a test. At least gun owners should at least see what they're up against. Really, you want to see your fire? This is the real Second Amendment. It was took over by the United States Army at the beginning of the 20th century. That's where the Second Amendment. The NRA phoned this number I'm on. They phoned it with this Wayne LaPierre. He says, he phones here.
Yeah, I know. Wayne LaPierre, yes, sir. I know.
That he wants UN troops out of America. I said, you came to the right place. And when we talked to their ILA, they said, no, they gave us the FU to Whitey. It's a UN program. They're full of crap. They lied. And I got to tell you, gun owners in America, not much better, except this. You'll see his name on our email to the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. His name's Ed Eisler. You might even know him. Gun Owners of America, Springfield, Virginia. He's
sure.
on our email. He's one of the only people who stood up and said, yeah, we got to do this. And
God bless him.
UltraSquadron.com, run by your NASA and the military. They're all feds. They run our web address. It's our domain. They run it. And you'll see part two, email to the U.S. Defense Intelligence, establishing us as federal witnesses to the top of the U.S. government at the Pentagon. That's why those feds fled the country. They said, you shouldn't have put that there. I said, no, we're going to forget about this, you idiot. And they left. And
all right. All right. I got to get some I got to get to some other callers, but I tell you what.
Get our name out. I shouldn't have to make phone calls. Make us do our job. Make everyone in America call that number, because that Master Sergeant Ross, who answers the phone in the mornings during the week, he says, we're real important. And make him say, hey, he's mad because Scouty has to be a permanent CQ runner for Bubba. I said, well, we'll change that. Get over to their place. Bubba will call Scouty into her office and say, we're going to war. Scouty will say, yes, sir. And then they'll go get me 5 miles north. We're at two separate places. We're surrounding the enemy target, and we've got it in sight. Make us do our job.
I hear you, brother, and I'm with you on that. Master Sergeant Ross and General Dunford's number is 703-697-9121. That is 703-697-9121. General, or Master Sergeant Ross answers the phone in the mornings. I got you, brother.
Yeah, but it's also 24-7. Just say Bubba Scout Reb. Starts with B, ends with B, and means the end. The bastards of Babylon. They're going to hell.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, and I thank you. Thank you for calling, bro. Amen. All right, we got Chris. You can open Chris's mic up, and whenever Chris calls, he's kind of like a de facto co-host. this guy, we can't ever discount. Chris, man, he's always a part of the show.
Was that Bubba?
I love that, man. His tenacity is what keeps me going.
Well, you mentioned a couple of names there that probably deserve some attention. You know, I know that we can go back. We can look at Boykin and Bilali and Riley and Aquino and McInerney and a bunch of these temp psyops, so-called warriors, if you will.
Yeah.
Social justice warriors there that are running this... these pedophilia trading operations and probably some of the psychotropic drug find the dribbling Manchurian candidate to hit him up with scopolamine and let him do a hit job so they can frame the blame on some poor mentally incompetent idiot.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly how it goes, too. I wish people really had a deeper understanding of how these things worked.
You mentioned the English language earlier. Of course, it's probably relative and important to cognize that the English language was originally the Anglish language.
The Anglish.
Anglish means bent or twisted man. Angle-ish. Ish is man.
Oh, well, God, I love you, Chris. What will we do without you?
You'd find some other nut to call up and get his name on the hit list for the government to take shots at. In fact, I was just putting a little special qualifier in the form of a special noteworthy closing factoid to close out my affidavit I'm getting ready to turn in on Monday, pointing out that it's obvious, pursuant to Sir William of Ockham's razor, this court is running a proportional bias, discriminatory, retaliatory hit list of some secret sub judice internet database to discriminate against because they're anti-American conservatives, and it flows right out of the Obama office. It appears they've just done this throughout the whole court system, with the exception of maybe Hunan and a couple others down in Texas. And, you know, a few others, a couple other places. There's still some good ones around. Of course, they whacked Scalia.
You know, many people had a problem with him because he was a Jesuit and this and that. But I tell you what, for whatever he was, I have to tell you that I agree with his historical assessment on the Second Amendment.
You look at his voting record, he voted pretty conservative most of the time, by golly.
Yes, he did. I got to give it to him. So whatever people may say about him, maybe he was a cog in the machine or whatever they want to call him. But I tell you what, they obviously saw that he was enough of a threat that they needed to off him.
Oh, absolutely. Let he that's without a few wrinkles in his past cast the first stone, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you what, it was. I used to watch everything that I could get on every interview that Scalia ever did, and on lectures that he would give. And it was, I have to credit Scalia for my understanding and my knowledge about the real deep origins of the Second Amendment being in the Catholic Scotland. Now, coming from a Jesuit, this man identified the fact that our rights as identified in the Second Amendment as unalienable, unremovable from anyone but God, based their origin in the Scottish Catholic kings and who they would decide would disagree with them. Those are the folks that were disarmed. And the right to keep and bear arms was established as an inherent right. Back then, it was enshrined in the Magna Carta, and it was done so based upon the Catholic king's abuse of their authority. So I have to credit Antonin Scalia, a Jesuit that he was, but he was a rogue, and one of the reasons that I believe that he ended up being killed was his firm belief in the unalienable right of every single American to keep and bear arms that pre-existed the creation of the Constitution. In effect, I think that he stood against the establishment in his beliefs on that subject. And I believe that that and one other thing got him killed. And the other thing that I'm referring to is the citizens' grand jury and the authority that the people have, because the people are the ultimate arbiters and they're the ultimately, they are the government. And that is
that was a Scalia decision, U.S. versus Williams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I believe that it is the combination of that decision as well as his position on the Second Amendment that got him killed.
Yeah, there was something else I read about that, and I can't remember which one it was, but there was some pending legislation that he was supposed to vote on. It might have been something to do with the rollback of the Obamacare plan, which is really, it's important to note, the listeners should know, that Obamacare is just really Hillary care with new lipstick on an old pig.
Yes. 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 Absolutely. And
well,
really,
of course, Romneycare is Hillary care too.
If you want to take it back even a little further, I know that there are people that on this network, some of which are preferential to, and I don't know why they would be, because it's a leftist ideology, the Nazi ideology. There are some people that seem to think that Hitler was this great person, and I tell you right now, he was a leftist like any other leftist, but more importantly than that, Germany unrolled their socialist form of Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
and that Obamacare that they unrolled was very much similar to the Obamacare of today. This is absolutely nothing new. I do not in any way, shape, or form, and I want to make this clear, I do believe that Germany was raped. It was pillaged as a nation. I do believe that the German people in and of themselves were raped and pillaged as a people. But I have a funny, sinking suspicion that Hitler may have very well been a Rothschild or in league with the Rothschilds.
Oh, well, Hitler, his mother was part of the tribe, wasn't he?
There you go. There you go. We'll talk about a little bit more of that on the other side. This is Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you're going to hear the truth here, whether you like it or not. You better handle it. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, Chris, you know I'm going to tell you to stay around because you're the de facto host whenever you call in. We are on the line. This is Tom Lacabara Stewart, and I'm joined with John Mesmer and Las Vegas Chris. Now, we have on the line Andy in Texas. Andy, you're up.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, good. Hey, no, I'd like to hear more about this corporation, 1871, where they declared the U.S. government a corporation, and that we are all a corporation, and that we're being traded on the Wall Street as whether we're going to do good or bad and stuff. And I've heard a lot of this, you know, just through my research and whatnot. I mean, this kind of is worrisome to me, considering I want to just be a constitutional individual. I just want those rights, them 10 rights. I want them to be part of my life. Hello.
Very good point. Very good point. And like I said, sometimes it irritates me to have to be drawn in. I kind of feel like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Godfather Number 3. But
yes, I have.
At the end of the movie, he says, every time I get out, they bring me back
in. Suck me back in. Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way about this de facto, so I'm going to give you a quick rundown of how I see it. Now, 1871 was an important year. It was a year that D.C. established its municipal government, and that is important. But people like Karen Hudes and company, the someone who often obfuscates and tries to shoot our attention off in other directions, like coneheads in the Vatican and thus, you know, that kind of stuff, she kind of tries to misdirect us. But I'm going to put it to you the way I see it. In 1868, 2 years prior to 1868, Congress passed essentially what it was. They redefined the definition of the word person to redefine it as also to include the term corporation. Now, this is a lawyer's trick. So, in 1868, 11 states' delegates were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment at gunpoint. They were not given the option or the ability to choose freely, as a free people do, the status of this amendment. Now, many of the northern states or states that were aligned or misaligned with the Union, one of which soon became Oregon, and one of the reasons I find this to be poignant and very important is that the delegates in Oregon realized what was being done, and they declared the 14th Amendment to be usurpation and fraud. And in the House document that we have at rtrtruthmedia.com, you'll see the Oregon House resolution to rescind the 14th Amendment ratification based upon usurpation and fraud. A similar action was taken by my state senator, Senator John Stockton of New Jersey, which New Jersey was certainly a northern state, and he realized what they were doing. He realized that what they were doing was not freeing anyone. He realized that what they were doing was enslaving the entire population in debt.
Exactly.
And he stood up and he said that the integrity of the United States Senate has been molested. That was his exact words. And President Andrew Johnson said, and I will quote him directly as saying, that this, if allowed to be pushed, will make law itself unlawful. And in a separate veto address, he also said that it created a de facto government. De facto, I urge anyone to check in Black's Law Dictionary the definition of de facto, and I can assuredly tell you that it is not the legitimate republic form of government. So, what we essentially have is a complete and total usurpation of the United States Constitution, which part of me has to say that my Constitution, based upon the usurpation of the United States Constitution for the United States of America, essentially has to fall back as a de facto status the Articles of Confederation. So when I say that I support the Constitution of the United States, what I am referring to, so that I can make it clear to all the people out there in the listening audience, would be the Articles of Confederation. Because before the Constitutional Convention that was taking place in secrecy and behind closed doors, of which several of our founding fathers had a problem, including Patrick Henry, who happened to say, "I smell a rat." He happens to be my favorite founding father, because I do believe.
Mine too.
Yes, sir. With a good combination of common sense and patriotism, that man stood up and called it as it was. And for that, I respect him. For that, I agree with his position. And for that, I will always make it crystal clear to my audience that while I discuss the election politics of the corporation of the United States, I want to make it very, very crystal clear that I view the United States corporation as a de facto form of government that overrode, overruled, and usurped by fraud and usurpation the true republic for the United States of America. I think I've been rather clear, huh?
You've been extremely clear, but I got one question for you. How do we reverse all this BS?
Well, I have an answer to that, too. First of all, some of those remedies are included in the Red Amendment. I happen to agree with some of its positions. One other way that we can do it, there's a number of ways, first of all. And some people will say that my way is the right way and it's the only way. Well, I'm of the personal opinion that we need to take every single reasonable way, and I think that we should attack it from all sides. Now, one of those remedies are offered within the pages of the Red Amendment. One of those remedies are offered in the Expatriation Act, which is something that they had to kind of provide us before the fact, because they always have to leave remedy. One of the aspects we are developing right now with the team of researchers, including Ken Dost, Bruce Doucette.
This is ongoing?
Yes. And and one of the methods of which that I'm very excited about is through a friend of mine who his name is Wayne Morrow. That's Wayne Morrow. He is essentially one of the section or division leaders of the John Birch Society, and he is under the impression and the opinion that 214 congressional seats need to be won over. We need to put, in other words, 214 people in the Congress to be able to take back the republic as it was originally intended by at least the honorable folks that had a part in it. So there are a number of remedies, some of which are open to opinion and interpretation, but one such remedy is not. And that remedy that I refer to is the Constitutional Convention of States. And I want to very openly and very clearly stand against any such effort of a convention of states, and I will give you my reason very quickly. The reason that I stand against the convention of states is that A, the Constitution by which was founded in Philadelphia is not being followed. That's A. If they were simply and absolutely to follow the original text of the document known as the Constitution for the United States of America, we would not need a constitutional convention, and a constitutional convention could cause such chaos and anarchy as to alter forever the possibility
exactly.
of returning to the republic form of government. So I will give you those couple remedies, as well as one that I absolutely and vehemently stand against, which is the Convention of States.
Well, what really gets me going here is the fact that they were even allowed to change our government into a...
They weren't.
In the first place.
Not allowed. They were not allowed. As a matter of fact, the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution dictates that anything repugnant to that document is not law. It is, in fact, unconstitutional, null and void. So if we understand the concept of the Supremacy Clause,
in that the 14th Amendment that was put into place in Reconstruction and everything that came after is absolutely and uncategorically repugnant to the Constitution. In even creating a section that specifically states that the public debt cannot be questioned. Now, I urge anyone out there that has one modicum of understanding of the Constitution that understands that we have a right to give redress and grievances. If we cannot give redress, if we cannot challenge, it is not or anti-constitutional. Therefore, any amendment that would purport to be so solidified in the fact that we could not question it is not in any way constitutional.
So can let me ask you one more question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my next question is, how did the states, okay, the states had to agree to the Constitution before they could sign in to be part of the Union. So they signed in and said, yes, we'll follow your Constitution. We got you. We'll be a state. We'll do this. How did we get to this codes and ordinance thing?
Well, here's a simple answer to that question is that many of the states that were recorded as having ratified this jurisdiction, this amendment, in fact, an absolute fact, did not. The act of subversion is what took place in their stead. And I refer you to RTRTruthMedia.com. You can
Wait a minute. Let me get a pen for that.
Take your
time. Okay, go ahead.
RTRTruthMedia.com.
Gotcha.
On that website, you will find the Oregon House resolution to rescind the ratification of the 14th Amendment. What you will find in that document, which I brought with me to Oregon, which I passed out to the Oregonian, Oregon Live, to Fox News. I sat there and spoke with the Fox News representatives and many
others. Is this during the LaVoy-Finnegan thing?
Yes, sir. And okay, what I brought with me was the absolute fact that the jurisdiction that the federal government was acting upon in Oregon was absolutely unlawful. Not according to any other body of law, not according to any other body of law, but the House representatives of the state of Oregon themselves. When they declared that the jurisdiction of the 14th Amendment was rescinded based upon, and I quote them, usurpation and fraud. We have been lied to. We have been propagandized. We have been told that this amendment and anything coming after Reconstruction was lawful when it was absolutely not. You cannot put a gun to someone's head and then say, sign the contract and have that contract be valid.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's that Makes simple. A lot of sense. It's that simple, my friend.
It is that simple. But, I've been thrown in jail for these little codes and ordinances that don't make any sense. A lot of them are preemptive crime.
Oh, I can tell you about that, too, and this is how I look at that. And many people, a lot of people want to get out of this jurisdiction. A lot of people want to escape it. And there are ways in which we can pull ourselves out of this jurisdiction. But what we must understand, and this is something that I have a very hard time getting across to the people, we are in every way, shape, and form occupied. Now, if you understand the concept of being occupied, then you also understand the concept of being a prisoner of war or a political prisoner.
Yes, it is.
Now,
yeah.
The reason that this is essentially important for many patriots to understand is that while you know the truth, while you can stand upon the truth, while you can stand for the very fabric of what the republic form of government stands for, what you must understand is that you take a risk to yourself, to your freedom, to your liberty, to stand upon righteousness. And what I must implore my fellow Americans right this minute is that you must understand that we cannot be afraid. We cannot hesitate. We cannot stop. We cannot give quarter to these communists, to these communitarians, to these fascists. We must stand for the Constitutional Republic, for the United States of America.
Exactly. And you know what, my friend?
Yes.
Power to the people. You are an awesome gentleman. I really appreciate you. I listen to your show every night. You're just a wonderful person, and you've got so much more knowledge than most people, and I really appreciate you. And power to Patrick Henry, because that is my favorite as well.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I appreciate your kind words, but it is to the individuals like Patrick Henry, for which I really, truly look to for guidance and for inspiration, because I sometimes consider myself to be a good man. And, you know, I fall short. I'm a Christian. I fall short. I fall short all the time. But one thing that I can tell every single listener out there tonight, I can promise you that in my heart, whether or not I make a mistake, whether or not I fall short, I can guarantee you that I love my fellow countrymen and women, and I stand with you.
And you'll be back on your feet the next day, ready to roll again.
Absolutely, sir.
I got you, my friend. Thank you so much for tonight. I appreciate it. Keep your show rolling. You're doing the right thing. Everything is happening good. Go Trump. Let's get this thing done. Let's get our country back.
Yes, sir. The deplorable.
Yeah, I'm a deplorable. I'm in a basket.
Me too. Deplorables that we are.
You have a good one, my friend.
You too. God
Not
bless
me.
You.
I'm despicable.
Despicable and deplorable. What's the difference? Come on.
Oh, it's all the same, my friends. It's all the same. But we will fight on.
Keep fighting on, because if you don't keep fighting on, who's going to do it? You got a microphone in front of you. Fight on,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Yes, sir. And I have to take a moment to thank John Stadtmiller, because if it wasn't for John if it was not for RBN, if it was not absolute freedom that he gives us.
I called up on John Stadtmiller's show tonight. That guy is just hilarious. He's an absolute ball of fun when you call and talk to him. He's a spectacular person. And thank God you have a guy like that that owns this station. It's letting people like yourself be on here. It's just a fantastic radio station. I can't get enough of RBN. I really can't.
Well, I thank you very
I wish
much.
I had money to give to you guys.
Hey, look, you know, not everybody has money to give to us, but I can tell you this. I have to be honest with you. Whether you send us money or not, we're not going away.
Awesome. That's the words I wanted to hear. But you know what? When I get money and a way to give it to you, I will give it to you, because you guys are spectacular. This is an awesome, awesome radio broadcasting network. It's fantastic. So you guys just take care of yourself. Hey, I'll call you again, my friend. Appreciate talking
to you. God
bless,
my friend. You call in anytime you want. You're welcome always.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And folks,
have a good night.
Out there listening, if you are interested in supporting this broadcast, you can go to rtrtruthmedia.com. And at that website, you will find the site that we created for the Oregon situation itself. My PayPal link is on that, as well as you can go to resurrecttherepublic.com, and you will also find on the right-hand side our PayPal link. Now, I'm also going to be creating a Patreon link because I'm not so crazy about PayPal these days, but it is a medium that we use right now. So I would ask of you, especially since we are completely relaunching our website, you will find that there are some errors and some outdated coding and all of that business at our current website. But as we explained earlier, we have an individual who is an IT specialist who is going to completely be revamping our website. It is almost done.
Metzler.
Yes, sir. John Mesner, he is our host, and he is also our IT specialist. He's our technical director of Resurrect the Republic, of RTR Truth Media. And without him, we would be up, how do I say that on radio? Up Poops Creek without a paddle.
Hey, Tom. Right.
We have some more.
You know, you're talking about your PayPal thing.
Yes, sir.
I may have something coming up for you.
Well, I appreciate that all the time. Jason in Boston. Jason, you're on.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed to be here with you, brother.
Likewise. Thank you. I called last night. It was my first time calling into your show. I have, once again, I will repeat this if that's okay with you. My Basket of Deplorables YouTube channel, I've become the de facto spokesman for them calling into RBN. And thank you so much for always letting me on. And, you know, I really feel the need to sit back sometimes when I listen to the callers on hold. I need a pen and paper because you guys cover so much real information that I have my original thoughts, and then I want to cover everything else, but we don't have time, obviously. So, Basket of Deplorables YouTube channel, tune in. You're going to get along great with us. Live streams, great people. C-130's listening, Jujubot's listening. That being said, what the hell do they think that they are able going to get away with what the, and this is not what I called about. This is just my initial point. Because your show is more of a, take this as a compliment. I would call it as like a very informed bar conversation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, makes sense. Especially that caller 3 callers ago who was on for 10 minutes. He was amazing. I was just sitting here. Oh, my God. But anyway, I heard for years and years, and I heard you guys touch on Karen Hudis and there's a lot of talk about Ben Fulford, although he's kind of faded out, you know, recently, about that there's an internal, or a quote-unquote, internal overthrow with good people at extremely high levels within the United States portions of the secret government. And everyone who pays attention knows that they blackmail politicians with things like drug use, pedophilia, mistresses, homosexual, you know, escapades, or whatever. But I think at the higher levels, when it gets nastier, they actually, the CIA in particular, does something called patching, where they will actually pat you on the chest. They say, you're going to have this great life, we're going to pay network.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, you're there. You're, keep going. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Where they will actually catch you with a... I hear the bumper music in the background.
Man out of time.
Time's up.
Deplorables.
Sorry about that.
All right, hold on, guys. The Deplorables on YouTube. This is Tom Lacavara-Stewart with John Mesmer and Chris in Las Vegas. We have run out of time. Brother, you have to call in on Monday. But we will carry
Deplorables
on YouTube channel. Please go and check it out. We have published it on all of our links. We will see you next time. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless.
Republic Broadcasting.
Good night, all. Good night.
Because you can handle the truth.